All right, folks, we got a special show for you. This is part one of two of our Ode to Minnesota. That's right, all the beers we're trying tonight are from the great state of Minnesota, donated by listener Rick from the land of the ice and snow.
Favorite beers have some earthy stank stuck on.
As long as it's not a metallic any longer.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast, it's for your learning.
Episode 181, take two.
Hey, welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from Minnesota this week.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, from Texas.
Coast to coast.
Yeah. I'll be your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts, a.k.a. the Maestro of Mouthfeel.
Yeah. That could be a whole other website. Okay.
Yes, so, it could be, but we're talking about beer here, folks. We're talking about beer.
Yes.
Minnesota beer.
That's right. This is part one of two Ode to Minnesota.
Or should we say Minnesota?
Right.
Eh?
And this first one we're going to call Surly, You Can't Be Serious, because we have two Surly beers. That's right. Each one of us will be trying two Surly beers, so we're switching up a little bit this week.
We've got a couple Surly guys.
Yeah. Two fermentation conversations and one tasting flight. That's right.
Yes.
So, Mike, tell us what FC beers we're sipping on tonight.
Today we have Surly Bender. And also, Surly Furious.
Whoa. And then later on in the show, I will be trying the Brow Brothers Hop Session. That is also from Minnesota. So, why Minnesota this week? So we want to give a big shout out to Rick from the land of the ice and snow. He hooked us up with the beers this week. Hopefully we will like them. Because if not, it will be very uncomfortable. But... We will try to be as honest as possible.
Yes. I've heard good things about Surly, though, so.
Yeah, Surly's a big one, and yeah. I've never had Surly. I don't know about you, Mike. I've never had a single Surly beer.
I could have sworn I've had
beer.
A Surly beer before. I was probably, which I know I've mentioned it before, probably off mic, that I've had a Surly beer, and it must have been at a beer festival of some sort, because... I don't think we can get it in California, and I know we can't get it here in Massachusetts, so I'm not quite sure where I've tried it.
Could have been in my dreams.
Who knows?
It was bootlegged. All right, well, let's start off with our first Surly beer. What do you say?
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Surly Brewing Company is a...
new brewery!
Yes, as we mentioned in the intro, first time on the show. Well, first time for me, maybe the first time for Mike, definitely the first time for Beer Coasters Podcast. So,
yes.
This is the Surly Bender. It is an American brown ale, 5.5% ABV with 45 IBUs. Surly Brewing is out of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. They've been brewing since 2005. So we've got a tall boy here.
2005, don't you know?
Oh, the can says 5.1. Their website says 5.5.
We like the higher one. Makes us seem cooler.
Yeah. So we are going to crack it. Yes, it is a can.
Cracking the cans.
Woo.
That's some can cracking sounds. Release the Kraken.
Whoa, there's a lot of beer in this can.
It is a pretty color brown.
Is that a true pint? I think it's a... yep, it's one pint. Look at that. Filled my glass
that's
perfectly.
That's good, because I have a 20-ounce wine glass.
Look at that. I got perfect head. I'm using an English tumbler or an English pint glass.
I'm using a big oversized wine glass. It's about a Yeti thumb.
Yeah. I got about a solid Yeti finger.
Maybe not quite a Yeti thumb. Maybe a Yeti middle finger.
Which is slightly larger than the pointer and slightly smaller than the thumb.
Yes.
And it is...
Thanks for clarifying that for our listeners.
In case you didn't know about, you know, the size of Yeti fingers.
Hey, who knows? The pinky could have been the biggest for the Yeti. You never know.
Well, yeah. Something to do with digging and climbing trees. So, on the color, it is...
Oh, let's talk about the ingredients. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. No ingredients yet. Go ahead, Mike. Let's do that
first while my head is settling. Whole bunch of stuff in this beer. We get... a few things that I don't think is mentioned, but I'm going to try. Okay, let's go. Hops, they use Columbus and Willamette. And they also actually, I got that mixed up because it says Cascades of Cocoa, and I thought it was Cascade
Hops. They gotcha.
So for malt, yeah, they tricked me.
Those guys are surly. You better watch out.
Those Minnesotans. the malts are pale ale, aromatic, medium crystal, dark. Ooh, the dark crystal. Jim Henson's. That's a Jim Henson malt.
Yes.
Oats and chocolate. Because they do mention, actually, on the thing, they actually mention cocoa, coffee, caramel, but they're describing flavors, not ingredients. Yeah. Man, I should stop reading the cans.
Yeah, they just keep tricking you.
Yeah, I'm gonna smell it. they actually.
Oh, no, that's wrong. Don't read that part.
Oh, that's from a different beer, so I'm not going to say that.
I just saw that, and I was like, nope, that's not it. Hmm. Okay. So on the color, it's brown with some caramely colored highlights.
Yes.
Like a tannish red kind of color highlights. Pretty opaque. And I don't think that's chill haze because it's not...
I have some chill haze on the bottom here, but yeah, it's there's a little bit of light shining through on the bottom, but it's pretty cloudy.
Yeah, on the news. Ooh, a little biscuity. A little bit of chocolate.
Yeah, there's some chocolate and caramel.
Yeah, big caramel. It's
like something's kind of tart in there too. I want to say almost raisins. Yeah. Not that raisins are tart, but. It's got some kind of dark fruity aroma to it.
Smells almost like a cookie like a chocolatey caramel cookie maybe. It smells kind of sweet.
It's got a sweet maltiness to it. Some there's some roasted malts in there.
Yeah, a little bit
maybe
of roastedness.
Instead of caramel, it's maybe a little more of a toffee aroma. Mm-hmm. Smells good though for a brown.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Not that I'm downplaying the brown. I like brown ales. It just seems like it's got a bigger smell than most brown ales. Taking a sip,
yeah. Not very creamy.
Toasty.
Yeah. Very toasty, a little on the bitter side. Very dry in the aftertaste.
Yeah, bitter finish. It just dries right up. Got some bready malts in there. And almost... I'm actually going to say that I'm getting a little bit of a pretzel taste.
I can see that. On the tongue. Yeah. And also in the aftertaste, you get that. It's very bitter in the aftertaste. It's like dry and bitter. And a little bit
sharper carbonation than the flavor and the aroma. You're thinking it's going to be kind of a bigger, smoother beer. But it's got kind of a carbonation that kind of lightens it up and dries it up. You know, it dries right up in the end. It's very quick with the flavors.
Yeah.
You take a sip and you might get a little bit of, you know, tiny bit of coffee or a little bit of caramel. Like I said, I got that like a pretzel
flavor. Yeah, I think you're right on with the pretzel. And there's not... I mean, it's kind of, there's kind of a nuttiness, but not not like your typical brown where you get right. like very nutty, caramely, toasty flavors. This is more of like Mike, exactly like Mike said, yeah, more of like a pretzel toasted.
It's softer. maybe like a touch of oatmeal or something. That's feel.
Was it dry hopped? Just as lightly hoppy. I would think that the oats
different
would...
than a traditional brown for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think the oats would kind of maybe smooth that out a little bit.
Yeah. Seems a little too sharp. Mm. Or not as creamy as you would expect.
And there's a faint kind of cocoa in there. Mm-hmm. But it's not a big, you know, cocoa flavor at all.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Very, yeah, man, super dry.
What would you pair this with?
Pretzel.
I think this is a good food beer, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good dinner beer, you know. Yeah. And I think it could go well with a lot of like typical dinner fare, you know, steak and potatoes or stuff like that. Something even if something was cheesy, I think might work, like potatoes au gratin or something like that. Or even something spicy, you know, might work.
Yeah, like and this would, I mean, this could go with so many things.
Something deep fried.
That's always a good.
Oh yeah,
it's always a good choice.
Did you just say that a couple weeks ago? Deep fry anything, and you know, I'll pair it with a beer.
I mean, this to me, this would be a great beer with a steak to go out and have steak and have this beer. You know, that whole steak and potatoes thing definitely works with me.
Mm-hmm.
Beer advocate users rate this a 92, which is exceptional. And the brothers Ahlstrom have also weighed in with a 92.
The Bender on Untappd comes in at a 3.83 out of 1,264 ratings.
Ah.
Yeah.
I need to untap my beer here. The regular Bender. There's a bunch of Benders.
Yeah, there's the coffee Bender, which I think you told me about. Maybe that's the one that you had. Yeah,
I think it is the one that I've had before. It's the coffee Bender.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So those are the ratings, and this is the Surly Bender, and Surly's website is surlybrewing.com. That's Surly brewing.com.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with more Minnesota beers right after this. You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google Plus, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
Well, it's a little different this week. This week, normally what we do now is we go to beercoasterspodcast.com and we go to the brews paper. There at the top takes you to the Beer Coasters Daily, and we find our off topic that way. But this week, Mike wanted to talk about something he felt was very important and from a brewery that he loves dearly.
Oh, here we go. So if anybody has been watching my tweets lately, I gave a shout out to Anheuser-Busch. Yes, I said it, Anheuser-Busch. And I gave him a shout out. The reason I gave them a shout out was they were actually canning water for the hurricane relief, and they were making 1 million cans of drinking water, and they sent it to New York and New Jersey from the Cartersville Brewery, which I'm not quite sure where that is. I think it's Georgia, but I'm not positive.
Hmm.
So I just thought that was kind of noteworthy to. You know, I mean, I think I've probably said a few things about Anheuser-Busch here on the show, maybe not cast them in the most positive light, but I thought this was pretty cool for them to do this. And then I found out later, when I was reading into this article, that it's not the first time that they've done this. They actually helped victims in the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco.
Wow.
And since that earthquake, they've actually sent or shipped over more than 70 million cans of water to different disaster areas. So I just thought that was worth mentioning.
But that's cool, Mike. You like their water better than their beer. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if anything, their water probably is stronger than their beer. it's just great to see that they're actually doing it. I think it's kind of cool that they, you know, they have the cans and it's got the Anheuser-Busch logo and it just says kind of water up the side. It's in a white can. It says water in blue. It'd actually be kind of a cool can to have kind of as a collectible, you know?
Hmm.
But anyway, yeah. Check this out. This will be in our hot topic section. And we'll have the story. This one in particular, there's probably a number of sites that had this particular story. I found it on a local Fox station in Atlanta, Georgia. So anyway, check it out. It's pretty cool. And I'd like to see maybe some more breweries do that kind of thing for you know, to help in hurricane relief and whatnot.
Thanks, Mike.
Let's drink some more beer.
We'll be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Podcasting.
Surly Brewing.
Yeah. So for our second Surly, we're going to try Surly Furious. This is from Surly Brewing Company. And they're out of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Their website is www.surlybrewing.com. The style of this beer is an American IPA. The ABV on this beer is 6.5%, and the IBUs are a whopping 99.
Whoa! Bitches.
Should we crack it?
Yeah.
I say we crack it. And it's another can.
Right.
Oh.
It's a two-can show.
Two-can.
I don't know, there are any birds on this show.
We had the For the Birds episode. That was quite some time ago.
Oh, that would have been awesome if we had two cans on the For the Birds show. Yeah. How cool would that have been? We're not that clever, though. I mean, we are now.
Yeah, we are now.
In hindsight, but, you know.
Well, we're super clever in hindsight.
Whoa, that head is jiggly. Look at that jiggly head.
Oh, wow. That's like that's like Jell-O foam.
Yeah.
New from Nabisco, Jell-O foam. Jell-O foam. It's orange. Quite orangey. I got a solid finger ahead.
I got two fingers.
And it's fluffy.
Head. It's flowing over the top of the glass there. It's peaking.
Yeah.
Peeking over the rim.
Got some big, it's sustaining fluffy bubbles. Very well.
So the ingredients in this, for malts, they use pale ale, golden promise, aromatic, medium crystal, and roasted barley.
Ooh.
For the hops, they use warrior.
Warrior!
Attainum, Simcoe, and Amarillo. And the yeast is an English ale yeast.
Wow.
So on the news.
Smell in the funk. It's got some funky, stanky hop.
Ooh, it's perfumey. It's like hot perfume.
Oh, man. Can we market that?
A little bit of pine.
I would totally buy some of that hot perfume.
Dude. Especially if it smelled like this. There's like a cotton candy hop smell.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really it's crazy. It's like a really sweet hop. Mm. Kind of fruity, kind of citrusy.
They're using some big badass hops in there too.
Yeah.
These are no slouches with the Warrior, Simcoe, Amarillo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting some like a musty citrus.
Dude, it's like hitting the back of my throat when I inhale it. It's crazy. Mm. Like, that's some super big hop aroma. Because, yeah. Like, normally you get, you know, you pick up on some hop aroma. But this is, like, major. And that's big. Through a huge head.
Like a, you know, piney grapefruit with some extra funk.
Oh, that smells really good.
It does.
I'm starting to salivate.
My head's almost gone here. Just a nice... kind of creamy film on top.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Very, whoa. Get that dry hop, kind of a West Coast kind of IPA.
It's got some funk on the tongue too.
Yeah, it's like a tree bark. There's something that kind of almost like numbs the tongue and if like a bitterness, but it is kind of a really sweet smell.
But a very bitter hop flavor. And it's mostly hops. There's a little bit of a malty backbone, just enough to make it kind of sticky, but it even feels like it's like the stickiness is from the hops.
Yeah.
You know? It's like lots of hops.
Like a very resiny kind of hop.
Yes.
On the tongue.
Yeah. This kind of I don't wanna go that far.
You don't wanna go as far as cold bong water, no?
Well, I was thinking of it's a different kind of hop flavor, but almost along the same lines as the Maharaja from
Maharaja.
Avery. How that Maharaja had that really like super bittery, almost salty, overpowering hop flavor.
Uh huh. Could see that.
I remember Charlie, Beer Coaster Charlie, said it tasted like salt water, like he got a mouthful of ocean.
Mm-hmm. This is it's a bit briny, yeah.
Yeah, briny is probably a good description. It's just crazy because the nose is so awesome. But then you get into it and you take some sips and it's just like, it's almost like they're clashing, you know, the hops are starting to clash a little bit. Because you can kind of pick each, you know, you can pick out a little bit of that fruitiness, a little bit of citrusiness.
It tastes bigger than it is. Like it says 6.5, and I mean, it seems like a bigger IPA than almost like a. It tastes kind of a double.
It is 99 IBUs, so you're really getting major bitterness with low ABV.
Yeah, there's a sharp bitterness, but then there's kind of a bitterness that hangs out on your tongue. You know, it just kind of sits there.
Kind of grassy, but yeah, very earthy and resiny.
Mm. Hmm.
What would you pair with this, food-wise?
Mm.
Oh, master of mouthfeel.
Master of the mouthfeel. I could go, you know, instead of like a buffalo wings, maybe like a spicy Thai wing.
Yeah.
You know, like a hot chili or like a sweet chili, but you know, really kind of spicy. That would be interesting for me. Maybe with little like green onions or something chopped up in there too, or something.
Yeah, some little dollop of sour cream, maybe.
Yeah.
No.
No, I think that might work.
As soon as you said hot wings, I was like, oh. Yeah, I could do some hot wings with this and like some celery sticks and
yeah. I mean, Buffalo would be nice with this. I'd just like to try to change it up just a bit to try to...
Not too hot, I'd like to get a
spicy Thai that has kind of a sweetness to it, just to see. Because Buffalo doesn't really have any sweetness. There may be, you know, some places might have a little bit of butteriness to it and a little bit, you know, creamier Buffalo sauce, but not a... It's not anything like what a Thai, you know, Thai spices would be.
Maybe even some sweet and sour chicken, maybe?
Maybe like some spicy orange chicken.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Spicy orange.
But I think it's going to need some spice. It could have some sweetness in it, but it's going to have some spice. Because if not, this beer would just be incredibly bitter if it's just all like a sweet food. I think you definitely have to have some spices kicking up there to be able to help this beer. Not that the beer needs help, but you know what I mean.
No, yeah, I know what you mean.
But there's some serious hops.
Furiosity going on here.
Some serious...
Furious.
Yes, this is a furious hop.
I think furious is a good name. I wonder what... I don't know if I'm going to be able to come up with a better one in last call.
For the one word. There is a furious hop battle going on here.
Yeah. Okay, for ratings, real fast here, we've got Untappd comes in at a 4.2 out of 3,050 ratings. Wow. 4.2, that's not bad at all.
Beer Advocate users rate this a 96, which is world class. And the brothers Ahlstrom have not weighed in on this beer. And we could only assume that Rate Beer probably has it way up there as well.
Wait a minute, what was that?
We haven't talked about them in a long time.
What did Beer Advocate give it?
96.
Wow.
Just for kicks, all right? We'll go back to the old school. We're going to see what Rate
Beer... Oh, you're going to look up Rate Beer?
I'm going to do that.
It is super hoppy. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should wait till we come across some super hoppy beers. Then we'll check Rate Beer.
And let's see. Rate Beer rates this 100 overall and 100 to style.
No
big effing surprise, Rate Beer. You're so freaking predictable. No wonder why we don't use you anymore. I'm gonna have
CEO
of Rate Beer give me a call and say, "What the? What did we ever do to you?"
Yeah. We'd say the same thing about the brothers Ahlstrom too.
Yeah, it's true.
What is your problem, man?
What's your beef with me, man?
It's Ahlstrom brothers, not brothers Ahlstrom.
It's the brothers Ahlstrom.
Yeah. We're not from Stratford upon Avon, bro. From Boston. Yeah. Boston.
All right. So, all right, let's wrap it up here.
I got another beer to drink.
You do? All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, check them out. Surly Furious. SurlyBrewing.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Alright, this is Toby out west, and for our only tasting flight beer this week, Lucky Me gets to try the Brow Brothers Hop Session. And Brow Brothers is a
new brewery.
Brow Brothers Brewing Company, they're out of Lucan, Minnesota. That's right, it's got to be Minnesota. Comes in at 4.2% ABV. This is a super pale ale. So it's an SPA. Not an IPA, but an SPA. IBUs of 30. The hops are American hops. And the malts are two-row pale, a hint of wheat, and a touch of caramel malt. The yeast is an American ale yeast, so let's go ahead and crack it. Brow Brothers. Ooh, new bottle cap. Whoa, overflowage. Hang on. So, yeah, lots of carbonation on that one. I got about two fingers ahead. It's a white head. It's a very golden in color. It's getting close to yellow, so it's more of like an orangish yellow in color. Very clear on the nose. Ooh, pick up on some very clean smelling hops.
How clean are they?
Well, maybe I'm thinking clean because it smells almost kind of soapy. Almost like a hop soap, you know? There's a slight butteriness? Interesting. Biscuity. A little bit of like a floral hop. Nice lacing.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Ooh, pretty big bite. It's very, it's like a clean hoppy tongue, you know, it's got a little bit of a zing to it, but I think that's mostly from the carbonation. And, the floral hops really come through on the tongue, and it's very dry in the aftertaste, very crisp. I think this would be a great summertime beer. It's like super crisp, and there's not too much on the malt. It's got a very light malt backbone. It's like a kind of a biscuity malt, but it's like a pretty lively mouthfeel, and then finishes dry, slightly bitter, but pretty floral. I wonder what hops they use, because it's like a very floral hop flavor. Very dominant floral hop. For food pairing, I think this is good with I think this would be great with any kind of burgers, or maybe even like a grilled sausage, like a bratwurst, maybe grilled on the barbecue, some grilled chicken. I think it would be good. Any kind of barbecue fare, really, this would be good with. It's got some pretty good hop flavors. It's, if you like hops, I mean, this is a good hoppy beer.
Mm.
Yeah. It's not too bitter. Mostly just dry and floral.
And what was the
good lacing?
What was the style again?
Super pale ale.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a slight, very slight caramel. Like a toasted caramel. Yeah. Not bad.
Not too shabby.
Beer Advocate comes in with a 90. This is from the users. 23 reviews. Wow, not many reviews on this one. Comes in at 90, which is exceptional. Nothing from the bros. Hop Session Super Pale Ale.
And Untappd rates this a 3.73 out of 5. And that's about 400 ratings.
Wow. Huh. Interesting. I wonder if this is, I mean, when did we get these? We got these a couple of months ago, right?
From this, on Untappd, it says it actually was created May 11th, 2012. Now, that may or may not reflect kind of how soon the beer came out.
Right, or how soon it was bottled and distributed.
Right.
But that's still pretty recent.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree, sir. Cool. I agree.
So yeah, check them out. Check out their website. This is Brow Brothers. They're out of Lucan, Minnesota. Their website is browbeer.com. BRAU beer.com. Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah.
Hey,
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Women's Humor says, do you want to get together and watch the election results? Equals, do you want an excuse to get together and drink beer?
Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coasters email and hotline.
If you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email us, backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call our hotline, 339-225-9274. That's 339-BACKWASH without the C.
All right, everybody, last call.
All right, peeps, it's last call time. Time for some pint ratings. I'm going to throw it to Mike. What you got?
All right. Well, the Surly Bender. Interesting. Brown ale, not your typical brown. Had some big aromas. I was expecting it to be a big beer. And I tell you, I took a sip, and I enjoyed this one. I thought it was very drinkable. It was interesting, and I think it would pair very well with food. It wasn't too heavy. Had some good carbonation that I think just kind of, you know, plays well as far as, you know, food goes. I just, it's a tough one for me to rate because I enjoyed it, but yet there was things missing. Like it smelled so much bigger than it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like the flavors, but the aromas were super big. I really like the aroma as well. So this, I don't know. This, it's a tough one for me. I'm gonna rate it a 4. I just think it was. It's just. It was good. And I can see myself wanting to drink this. Like, if I would go to a restaurant and they had this, I would order this to have with it, with a steak or whatnot. Yeah. I mean, I have issues with it. You know, I don't think the aroma was anything near what the flavor was. I almost feel like it was two different beers. Like, I was smelling one beer and then tasting another. But I still...
Are you sure you're not thinking of the Furious? The super hoppy one or no?
Nope, I haven't got to that yet.
Okay.
Although there are some similarities, but so that's a 4, and I'm gonna call it Pretzale.
Ah, yes.
Because it had that pretzel maltiness, which was interesting, because I don't quite remember having a beer that had a pretzel-type maltiness. Like that. For the Surly Furious, similar in the fact that it had a huge nose. It had a big hop aroma. We're talking like pine and grapefruit with some very big funkiness. And then you took a sip, and it was bitter. There's a big hop. It's definitely a big hophead type beer. I don't know if this one had the the malt backbone. Like it almost it tasted like it was going to be a double IPA, but didn't have the malt backbone. It was very bitter. It did dry up pretty quickly, though. This is a tough one because I liked it, but I don't think it measured up as far as style goes. I wanted to have a little bit more maltiness in there to kind of balance out all that crazy hoppiness. There's some big hops, some, you know, powerful hop lineup they had there. So I'm going to give it, I don't know, a 3.5 maybe?
Maybe?
Yeah.
Alright, 3.5, okay.
Yeah. Okay, 3.5. For my one word for this one, I want to kind of say, like, this is kind of like the special forces of hops that they had here. So there's something I kind of want to relate to that, like saying it was like...
special forces.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like the Marines, the Green Beret, the Navy SEALs.
Hop Team 6.
Yeah, Delta Force. I'm just going to call it Hop Force.
Hop Force.
Although cool. Furious is much better name than I think we can come
up
with.
Yeah, Furious is pretty... because they got so that serious. One locked down.
Yeah, Hop Furious for sure.
For my pint ratings, for the Surly Bender, I do enjoy myself a good brown ale. This one was different. It's not your typical brown. It's not. It doesn't have quite the nuttiness you would expect out of a brown. It had a little bit towards the end once it warmed up and it started to. A little bit of the nuttiness came out, but it was a little too much on like the bitter side and not as creamy and toasty, caramely. And nutty as you would want out of a brown ale, but it was still a fairly drinkable beer. And I think the one thing that this needs is, like what Mike was saying, food pairing. I mean, this on its own is okay, but I think pairing it with food, I think it would just be better. I think it would complement, food would complement this big time. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you associate, we're going to have a fine, hearty dinner, so we're going to, you know, bust out a bottle of nice wine or whatever, so we're, you know, because it's all going to be one big, nice party in your mouth. And so I think that with this one, I think you need that food to, you know, have that celebration. But missing the food on its own, I think it starts to, it's not quite as strong as you would want it to be. But so I'm going to go with a 3 on that one, because I think it had some decent flavors and everything. And my one word is going to be little nuts.
All right.
Because it doesn't have quite the nuttiness that I would like out of a brown ale, but... just a little bit. For the Surly Furious, this is a hop stew. I mean, this is like brimming with crazy hoppiness.
Yeah. Agreed.
Hop brew. In the beginning, I thought it felt a little too muddled. I think that the hops were clashing. But towards the end, it's still a very hoppy beer, and it didn't seem to clash as much towards the end. You got a little bit more caramel malts in there and a little bit more sweetness to balance it out a little bit. But still very on the... I think if you like hops and you just want a hoppy bomb beer, then I think you would dig this one. But it might be a little too furious for my taste. So I'm gonna go with a 3 on this one as well, because that nose, man, the nose on this, it's like this bouquet of just sweet, lovely smelling hops. you know. So I think that bumped it up a little bit, because I probably would give it less if it didn't have such a great nose on it. So maybe that's what I'll call it. Maybe I'll just call it a hop nose or something. How about that?
Hop nose.
Hop nose.
Last but not least, the Brow Brothers Hop Session. This is pretty much an IPA. I mean, they call it a super pale ale. I think maybe because it's got a little bit lower ABV and it's got some low IBUs, but I mean, it's a hoppy beer. It's got lots of hops in it.
Yeah.
But it's a great summertime offering. It's very easy drinking. It's light. It's getting pretty close to like a hoppy water. I mean, the malt backbone, obviously, because of low ABV, the malt backbone is not very strong, so it's a lot of hoppiness. But the hoppy flavors are good. It's like one hop, you know, you just get this nice one piney, slightly fruity hop in there. It's nice and clean. It's not muddled or any of that stuff. So I think with this one, I'm going to go with a 3.5. It's like a, I don't know. I mean, it's if you like hops, if you like the flavor of hops, and you want to be able to drink a fairly hoppy flavored beer in the summertime, it's a good way to go. And for my one word. Hop Session is pretty good. It's a pretty good name. Hoppy Days. D-A-Z-E. Hoppy Days.
Nice.
Yours and mine, Hoppy Days. Yeah. There you go. So there you go. Those are our
pint
ratings.
We should totally do a Hoppy Days episode.
Sure. I'm down. Let's do it. Right. So those are our pint ratings for our Ode to Minnesota Part 1. Surly, you must be joking. Right? Is that what it is?
No.
Or Surly, you can't be serious?
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. Surly, you can't be serious.
Surly, you can't be serious issue. Tune in to a later date for our Part 2 of Ode to Minnesota.
Shoutouts!
Let's do a shout-out, of course, the one and only...
Rick of the land of the ice and snow.
From the land of the ice and snow. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have the show this week.
Right.
So, thanks.
We'd be surlyless.
Yeah.
Completely surlyless. I also want to give a shout out to...
Are you surlyless?
NYC...
Surly, you can't be surlyless.
Can't be surlyless.
Thank you, Rick.
You're the man. Thank you very, very much. These are some tasty beverages. And we do appreciate it. I also want to give a shout out to NYC Brewcraft Labs. Also, Quality Beer Review, High Plains Beverage, and Melissa Cole.
And since this was our Ode to Minnesota, check out the Minnesota Brewers Guild website for any kind of Minnesota craft beer weeks, craft beer festivals, that type of stuff. Go to mncraftbrew.org.
Oh, you know, we didn't give a shout out to the 2012 election. That was a big thing that's going on here while we're recording. And I'm sure it's kind of a big deal. But I guess all the results and the information will be revealed by the time this podcast is released. Well, that's it, folks. Thank you for joining us on our Surly, You Can't Be Serious episode. A reminder to all our listeners, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers. Don't forget, check out beercoasterspodcast.com, and we're working on our iTunes issue. So hopefully you'll be able to search and find us on iTunes for any of you new listeners. Well, we'll try to get that result as soon as possible.
Peace out.
us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Malts are pale ale, aromatic, medium crystal, dark. Ooh, the dark crystal. Jim Henson's. That's a Jim Henson malt.
Whoa, that head is jiggly. Look at that jiggly head. Ooh. Yeah.
The stewardess said. Both pilots.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Yours and mine, happy days.